Father, we thank you because you are here. We thank you because your power is here. We thank you because your glory is here. We thank you because you have solution to every problem here tonight. We thank you because your wonders are here. We thank you because your miracles are here. Lord, as we seek your face tonight, as we unite our faith together, as we cry unto God of heaven and the earth, I pray, Lord, every standing mountain, you will roll them away by your power and in Jesus' name. You are the Lord that answered prayer. Answer our prayer tonight. Wipe away the tears of your people. Comfort your people. Renew your people. And quicken your people with the spirit of prayers in Jesus' name. Lord, manifest your power. We want to see you because you are here. Lord, reveal yourself unto us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We bless the name of the Lord for another time in his presence. And we believe the Lord, as we seek his face tonight, the Lord will do wonders in our life in Jesus' name. We thank God for the great thing the Lord has done in the life of our brethren. And greater testimony on the way in Jesus' name. Tonight, we want to talk about prayer, and this is very important because as we cannot survive without breathing, we as a Christian, we cannot survive without prayer. This is our strength. We are looking at the unfailing power of the weapon of prayer. Unfailing power. This is the power that we have as a believer that cannot fail. This is the power that we have that is sure for us. The people that don't believe in God, they seek for solution in the water, in the tree, in the stone, in the sand, but in the corner of our house. This is the power the Lord has given unto us. When we are walking in the streets, this is the power the Lord has given unto us. The unfailing power of the weapon of prayer. If we are going for a battle, we look for gun and bullets. This is our own weapon of war. This is the weapon that we use to fight Satan. This is the weapon that we use to fight all the enemies of our soul. This is the weapon that we use to counter all the wiles and devices of the devil. I read from Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, and I'm reading verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Look at the word there, desire. It is the Lord that preserved this word for us. Whatsoever we desire. This desire must align with the will of God. And inasmuch this desire did not contradict the will of God, whatsoever we desire, when we pray, believe that ye receive them. And ye shall have them. The Lord really make the narration to be straightforward for us. We desire. After desire, we did not stop there. We go to pray. Some people desire. They desire to become an achiever. They desire to be healthy. They desire to have financial breakthrough. They desire to have ministerial breakthrough. They desire to have breakthrough in the family. But they stopped there. They did not go further. They did not take further step to pray. The Lord said, whatsoever ye desire. Then the Lord did not stop there. When ye pray, you believe. We desire, we pray, we believe. Then the blessing will begin to drop for us. We begin to receive all what we desire. And we have them. That's one thing to receive. That's another thing to have them. When we pray, we believe that God has answered our prayer, we receive. But when we begin to have them, we see the physical blessing in manifestation. And that is the time we begin to count our blessing. We begin to name them one by one when we begin to have them. We receive and we have them. In the book of John, let us turn our Bible to the book of John chapter 16. In the book of John chapter 16, I read verse 23 and verse 24. And in that day ye shall ask of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask, whatsoever. That whatsoever, inasmuch it is in line with the will of God, that is not contrary to the will of God, we will surely have it. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, in the name of Jesus, he will give it you. He will not deny you. You will have it. So many times we said, I've been praying for long, but God did not answer my prayer. We need to check whatsoever, and we need to check the will of God. It must align with the will of God. If our desire and whatsoever we ask is in line with the will of God, no demon, no principality and power, no agent of darkness can intercept or stop it. It will surely come to pass. If they come our way, the Lord will crush them out of the way. In verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. All the prayer we have been praying and saying, we are here to get this, we are here to get this and that from the Lord. The Lord said, ask and ye shall receive. The Lord has given us mouth to ask, and we shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Lord did not want us to have a partial joy. God wants our joy to be full. And that is what we are praying for tonight, that God will make our joy to be full. We don't want partial joy. We don't want intermittent joy. We don't want likely joy. We don't want seemingly joy. We want full joy. And that is what the Lord wants to give unto us. In 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask, this is the assurance, we are not discouraged to the point that we lose our courage, our confidence to go before the Lord and to ask him all over and all over again till our joy is full. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, anything, inasmuch that anything did not contradict the will of God, according to his will, anything we ask, the Bible is complete. Everything we ask according to his will. Let us see what the Lord said he's going to do. Whatsoever we ask according to his will, he heareth us. But if we begin to ask not according to his will, he will not hear us. But if we ask according to his will, he will surely hear us. Let us read Daniel. Daniel is our Bible character tonight, in Daniel chapter 10. And we are reading verse 12 to 13. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. So to your, in the book of Daniel, sorry, I'm reading Hosea. Daniel chapter 10, and I read verse 12 and verse 13. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Fear not, my brother. Fear not, my sister. Whatsoever you are going through that is not yet true, it will soon be true. Fear not. The Lord is thinking about you. The Lord said, Daniel, the first day I heard you, because you pray according to my will. Your prayer was heard the first day, but something happened in verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. These are the contenders of our prayers. These are the enemies of our answers. And we need to contend against them. Daniel was praying, get answer. He was confused, but the Lord released help from heaven. Whatsoever that is standing on your way and standing on the way of your prayer, The Lord will release air from heaven tonight. And the Lord will take them out of your way in Jesus' name. For the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. That is what I want you to underline in your Bible. I remained there with the kings of Persia. I remained there. Daniel did not say that answer is not coming. I pray, my voice crack. I'm losing my strength. I'm giving up. No, Daniel. Daniel said, King of Persia, I'm going to overcome you. I'm going to defeat you. I'm going to have my breakthrough. I'm not going to leave you until I have my breakthrough. He was with him there, wrestling, battling, praying until the Lord sent help unto him. Unfailing prayer is a steadfast, unwavering, and consistent prayer of faith. It is a prayer weapon that brings desired outcomes, regardless of obstacles or challenges. And we have seen that in the case of Daniel. The obstacle for Daniel is the prince of Persia. Your own obstacle may be prince of the city where you are living. But whosoever they are, the Lord will crush them out of your way. Believer that engage in unfailing prayer, maintain a persistent and resolute attitude. They don't give up. They stand with the enemy of answer to our prayer until they defeat them, trusting God to answer their prayer by his divine will. Believer trust the efficacy of unfailing prayer to seek guidance, solace, and divine intervention proactively and reactively. We need to pray proactively and we need to pray reactively. I categorize them into four. We have ambulance prayer. If we have ambulance prayer, that is emergency prayer for rescue. We just need to rise to the challenge and pray immediately for a rescue. Because something bad is about to happen. Something evil is about to happen. And we get the signal immediately, we begin to pray the prayer of rescue. Also, we have police prayer. This police prayer is prayer only when there is supervision. You don't care to pray on somebody's head, can we pray together? You don't care to pray on somebody's head, pastor asking you, do you pray today? That is when you now remember that you need to pray. You are looking for police to be policing you, guiding you here and there before you call upon the name of the Lord, before you cry to your father. And we have fire brigade prayer. This is prayer to counter destruction and damages. Because there is damages ongoing and we need to come into it to intervene with serious prayer to solve all kind of damages, all kind of destruction. We need to do that immediately. And we have soldier prayer. This is prayer to pull down all the stronghold. And we need to be proactive. As a believer, we need to be reactive. We don't need to wait for a problem to come to overwhelm us before we begin to pray. And when we receive any signal that enemy is encroaching, we need to declare war against them. I pray that the Lord Almighty will help us as we pray all kind of prayers in Jesus' name. We want to look at the message under trees of heading. We want to look at potent prayers for persistent problem. Potent prayer for persistent problem. There are some problems that are very stubborn and they are just standing like mountain and they refuse to go. But the only solution to such problem is prayer. If they defy prayer, it is prayer that will defy them. It is the same prayer that they are challenging that will see their end. So there's no any shortcut. There's no any other way than prayer in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 7. And it spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We should not allow persistent problem to make us to become faint, that I've cried, I've fasted, I'm weary, and I cannot pray again. We need to renew our strength all the time. The Lord, men ought always to pray. It is a continuous process. That is the only thing that will not stop until we die. It is prayer. It can never stop until we die. We need to continue to do it. Either we have strength or not, either you are able to open your mouth or not, you are praying. You are praying all kind of prayer, and we must not be faint. Saying, there was a city, a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man, and there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me. Brethren, are you troubling God with your prayer? We need to pray. We trouble our Father until we said, I can't bear your trouble anymore. Take. And it is not permissive will. It is coming from his heart, because we are consistent, standing in the place of prayer, seeking in the place of prayer, asking in the place of prayer, knocking in the place of prayer, until he said, no, I need to let you go. I need to give you what you are asking from me. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will offend her. Until the widow gets to the point of troubling the man, the judge did not say it's going to offend anybody, lest by a continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. If the unjust judge can do this, our Father in heaven can do better for us. Our Father in heaven can do much more better for us. Let us go to the First Kings chapter 18. In First Kings chapter 18, we are reading from verses 41 and to 46. First Kings 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Ahab just had the proclamation of the abundance of rain, and he was so excited, he did not want to know how the rain will come. The only thing he knew that the prophet of God has spoken, and he believed that this man has authority, and this man is a man of prayer. Immediately he heard that, the Bible said, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Brethren, which group did you belong to? Are you Elijah or Ahab? You are crying about your problem, but you are feasting. Another person is looking at the problem and is praying. They are not heading towards the same direction. They are not expecting the same result. Ahab don't care how the rain will come. The only thing that concerns him is feasting. The only thing that concerns Ahab is jollification, is enjoyment, merry, and pleasure. He did not care about any other thing. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. Brethren, there be some time that we don't remember to eat because of challenges, persistent problem, because this problem must be solved. The problem of famine has really brought untold hardship to them in Samaria at this time. And the Lord is giving them solution. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth. You can imagine the type of posture he took. We can take any posture to pray to God. God will answer us. And he put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Are you like the servant of Elijah? All the time, the pastor said, the Lord bless you. You have received your blessing. It is well with your soul. Expecting your miracle, you said, I saw nothing. Everything blank. You are just like the servant of Elijah. And he said, go again 7 times. Prayer need patience. Prayer need persistence. Prayer need courage. Prayer need endurance. Prayer need perseverance. Prayer need patience, brethren. He told the servant to go all over and all over again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare their chariot, and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. What about if Elijah stopped at the first time? What about if Elijah stopped at the 2nd time? Will Elijah have the testimony that he got at the seven times? Brethren, we need persistence. And I pray that the Lord will give all this persistence to pray and to pray through in Jesus' name. Let us go to James chapter 5. In the book of James chapter 5, and I'm reading there verse 13 to 16. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. This is personal prayer. Start the prayer. Declare battle against your affliction. Declare battle against your oppression. Declare battle against your sorrow. Start by yourself. Is any merry? Let him sing psalm. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Because of the anointing, all the yoke shall be broken. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And we have greater Holy Ghost with us. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer, unfailing prayer, weapon of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Acts of Apostle chapter 12. Let us go to Acts of Apostle chapter 12. I read verse 1 to 3 and 5. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to first certain of the church. This is a continuous problem. Herod was killing Christians. The Jews, they were killing believers. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. All the problems that want to proceed further, the word of God said they shall proceed no further. We need to use the word of God to counter them. They want to proceed further, but the word of God said they shall proceed no further. And if the word of God said they shall proceed no further, that is the authority from heaven. There's no problem that can violate that authority. And intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. In verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. That is what the Lord is calling us to today, that we should go back to this sweet hour of prayer, that we should go back to the time that it is not only about you, it is all about us, that we begin to fight the common enemy of our soul. In 2 Kings chapter 20, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What do we have today? The medical doctor said you have a terminal disease, and they will tell you that you have 1 month remain to live, 2 months remain to live. Can you imagine that? That is what Hezekiah experienced. And what are we going to do when we receive that kind of report? We need to counter the report. We need to begin to call upon the name of the Lord with unfailing prayer to counter all these reports, because we are going to believe the report of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, set the house in order. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, it was not money. He turned to the wall and prayed. He was not putting his house into order, because the prophet of God have said it. He said, he faced the wall and began to pray. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. The Lord will wipe away our tears. The Lord will answer all our prayers in Jesus' name. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, Isaiah that prophesies has not gone too far. We have God that answered prayer, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus say the Lord, the God of David, our father, I have heard a prayer. The Lord will hear your prayer tonight. I have seen the tears. The Lord will see your tears tonight. Behold, I will heal thee. As many that have infirmity of sicknesses and diseases tonight, the Lord will heal them in Jesus' name. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. You shall not die. And I will add unto that days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. You know, Ezekiah was just praying, God, restore my life, heal me, make me all right. The Lord was giving him more promises than what he asked for. That is why prayer is very powerful. You get more than what you ask from the Lord when you pray. You get more than what you need when you call upon the name of the Lord. Potent prayer is like the rod of Moses in Egypt and the wilderness, and works wonder. That is what prayer does. When we pray, it works wonders. It's like the rod of Moses. It is like the guard of Shamgar and the spear of Adino that scattered and defeated the enemies. These are the weapons they use in their own time. But in our own time, we have the weapon of prayer in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, and 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. Potent prayer can crush any persistent problems, stop the mouth of lions, and quell the foulness of fire. Potent prayer can break the conspiracy of the enemy and scatter their unholy alliance. And that is what the Lord will do for us tonight. We want to look at the second part of our message, persistent pursuit of unfailing prayer. This kind of unfailing prayer, we need to run after it. We need to make sure that we get it. And not by mouth, that we have the true experience of this persistent prayer. In Luke chapter 11, I'm reading verse 1 through 4. Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. And John also taught his disciple. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done in heaven, so in earth. The Lord is not giving us this pattern of prayer so that we can be reciting it. The Lord is telling us the content, what we need to focus on when we are calling upon the name of the Lord. We appreciate the love of God. We honor the Lord. We give all the glory that belongs to him, and we pray according to the will of God, that will be done. That will be done. Brethren, let us set our prayer right. When we begin to pray according to the will of God, we will get answer. That will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us our daily bread, provision, spiritual provision, physical provision, financial provision, health provision, career breakthrough, whatsoever you need from the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us sin. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted unto us. We need to forgive. If we are going to get answer to our prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the Lord will destroy all the sedia walls of darkness against our body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. That is, this is a 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere. Pray in the toilet. Pray when you are taking a walk for exercise. Pray in the car. Pray in the bus. Pray when you're on the water. Pray anywhere you in the plane. Pray that men will pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We don't have a designated place that we must get before we get answer to our prayer. Anywhere you find yourself, call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. He will answer you when you call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord is there. Anywhere you find yourself, when you are at work, pray. When you are feeling inconvenient, pray. When you are not feeling comfortable anymore, pray. Call upon the name of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That is the exhortation with God. Pray without ceasing. It's a continual process. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. In Acts of Apostles chapter 3 verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Little wonder God wrought great work through them in the heart of the apostle. They have the hour of prayer, and they don't miss this hour of prayer. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought our master much gain by soothsaying. They don't joke with the hour of prayer. They have consecrated those hour of prayer, and they are consistent in doing it. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. They continue. They were not fainting with the woman. Women pray. They mention the name of women. They continue in prayer. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren, they pray. They call upon the name of the Lord. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. 24 to 26. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God. What have you heard that has disturbed your peace? What have you heard? What news have you gotten that has destabilized you? What have you heard? And what was your reaction to what you heard? Look at the reaction of the apostle to the threat from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of their servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine faint things? And it was recorded in this place that where the prayer really shook, there was miracle, there was intervention. And the Lord set them free and break all their shackles that the enemy want to impose upon them. Knowing the power of unfailing prayer to win the battle of life is not enough. A serious-minded believer needs to persistently pursue this fresh experience. It's not something that we're just discussing. It's not something that we're just mentioning. We need this fresh experience. Prayer is a gift God gave to his children, and we must not abuse this gift, and we must not misuse this gift. And he wants us to maximize this weapon to fight the visible and invisible battle of life. Brethren, there are a lot of invisible battles. The Bible said that the arrows of the wicked that fly in the day and the night, we did not see the arrow with our physical eyes. Invisible battle. But you can command them to be destroyed. You can destroy all the weapon of the power of darkness. For some believer, prayer is hard. Some people find it so difficult to pray. They find it easy to eat, but difficult to pray. But pretense is easy. Bro, are you praying? God is helping us. So that bro will not lie, that is not praying. He will say, God is helping us. Sister, how is your prayer life? God is helping us. Or they will say, by grace, or praise the Lord. Those who cover up. But that is not what we are talking, brethren. Let us plunge ourselves into action and pray so that we can be free from these complaints, so that God can take complaint from our streets, so that we can be free from all this trouble of life. The Lord said, our joy shall no man take from us. If you don't want man to take your joy from you, pray. For some believer, prayer is hard, but pretense is easy. It is not enough to talk about prayer, but God wants us to pray unfailingly. And we will pray tonight, and we have our breakthrough, and the Lord will recharge us in Jesus' name. As we want to pray now, we want to look at the last part, profound power of prevailing prayer. The Lord wants us to prevail over all the severe works of darkness. The Lord wants us to prevail over sicknesses. The Lord wants us to prevail over problems, sorrow, affliction, confusion, delay, disappointment, worry, sicknesses, diseases. The Lord wants us to prevail over them. The servant of God told us during the retreat that sicknesses come to the life of man through self and through Satan. And if it's coming through the two channels, The only thing we can use to counter them is discipline and prayer. We need to use the two together. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. Produce your cause. Say the Lord, bring forth your strong reason. Say the King of Jacob. Brethren, we want to begin to pray a meaningful prayer from tonight. The Lord said, produce your cause. What is that problem? What is that affliction? What is that thing that is running after you? What is that thing that is contending against you? That is your cause. What is that cause? And what is the effect of that cause? And the Lord did not stop there. Say the Lord, bring forth your strong reason. Show me the promises of God in the Bible that counter that cause. We counter that cause. Don't say the Lord. Sickness cannot resist it. Affliction cannot resist it. Don't say the Lord. When we call upon the name of the Lord, when we produce our cause, we mention our cause to the Lord, we produce our strong reason. No power of darkness can stand on our way. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And the Lord will hear us tonight, because he's a merciful God. He's a compassionate God. He will not leave his own alone. He will come unto us. He will bail us out from all trouble. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What a great privilege we have in our own generation. We have Holy Ghost with us, Holy Ghost dwelling in us, Holy Ghost praying through us, Holy Ghost guiding us, Holy Ghost directing us, will not allow us to pray amiss. We have the Holy Ghost in us. Likewise, the Spirit will also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray. The disciples, that is why they came to the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not know how to pray, for as we ought. For the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. With groanings which cannot be uttered, the Spirit of God make intercession for us. Let us quickly go to the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, we will see the challenge we are receiving from Daniel tonight. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, and I'm reading there, verse 10 to 13. Daniel, chapter 6, they conspire against him. And they want to impose death sentence upon him. But Daniel was not moved, because he knew the weapon of prayer. And let us see how he used this weapon. In verse, Daniel, chapter 6, in verse 10, verse 10 to 13. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, when you get those reports, when you know it, what will you do? You'll be crying, God, I'm finished. You can never be finished, because the Creator is not finished. He is always alive. He's always there. With nobody can finish us, because nobody can finish our Father. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knee 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. He gave thanks. That is the weapon of prayer. He was not moved with the sign, the dead sign that they've signed against him. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, if anybody shook prayer out of your life, that is the end of the journey. Don't allow the enemy of your soul to choke prayer out of your life. They will come with a lot of problem, a lot of story, just to distract you from praying. Daniel was not distracted to pray. He went to his room and he prayed aforetime. The way he had been praying, the same way he prayed when he had problem in Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Brethren, there will be a time that will be left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And Hosea gave what the true picture in Hosea chapter 12, verse 3 to 4. that he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him, and found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. I pray that the Lord Almighty will help us. As we call upon the name of the Lord, he will do wonders in our life. We have the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He prayed often, much, and prevailed over the enemies of the cross. He prayed in sorrow. He prayed in joy. He prayed alone and with his disciples, and prevailed over the dead and grave. There's no excessive prayer, but limited prayer is problematic. This is what Washman said. Prayer is the acid test of the inner man's strength. A strong spirit is capable of praying much and praying with all perseverance until the answer comes. A weak one grows weary and fainted in the maintenance of prayer. This is what Washman told us. I read about George Muller. George Muller that started an orphanage for good 10 years, and he only fed this orphan for 10 years with true prayer. And whenever he lost key or he misplaced his key, he will not retreat. He will pray until he find the key. And wherever he had an appointment with any man and the person is delaying to arrive, he will pray until the Lord has seen the person to come. And he said, we should not see him as extraordinary. That the faith that God wrought through him, God can wrought that faith in us, that we can trust God to that point. The Queen of Scotland told us that if there's anything in fear, he fear the prayer of John Knox than all the army in Europe. There is power in unfailing prayer. There is power in unfailing prayer. That is a weapon that the men that have gone to glory have used. It is a weapon that our Savior, the Apostle, used. It is a weapon that the prophet, the patriarch, used. And it is our time also to use this prayer, to counter all the words of darkness. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Brethren, the little time we have, let us dedicate our time with full concentration to call upon the name of the Lord. Please, Pastor, you can take over.
Let's continue to present ourselves before the Lord. The little time we have now, brethren, let's spend this time and present ourselves before the Lord. We've learned today that there is power in fervent prayer. Brethren, whatever the challenge, whatever the situation, whatever the problem may be, prayer changes things. Prayer changes destiny. Prayer transforms. Prayer brings down miracle. Prayer can change your story. Like we've learned tonight about all the Bible characters we've learned about, prayer changed things for them. Brethren, present yourself before God and say, Lord, let your power of prayer, the power in prayer, let it change my story, my case tonight in the name of Jesus. As we go into prayer, I want you to present yourself before God and say, Lord, fill me with the spirit of prayer and supplication. Fill me with the spirit of prayer and supplication. Fill me with that desire to pray. That's where we started today. That whatsoever ye desire. And then from desire, it goes to praying. Whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, ye receive them. Desiring alone is not enough. We must pray. And when we pray, we receive. And when we receive, we'll begin to count our testimony we have. We receive them and we have them. Let's begin to desire this moment and say, Lord, I need that strength to pray tonight. I need that spirit to pray tonight. I need that desire to seek your face tonight. Oh, Lord, fill me with that desire. That desire to pray, that desire to pray, that interest in prayer, that faith to receive. Oh God, give unto me tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray and present yourself before the Lord. Talk to the Lord. All the doubts, that makes you to abandon the place of prayer. Oh, take away those doubts from me as I pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, all those things that have taken prayer out of my life, as they try to take prayer out of the life of Daniel, like we read tonight, oh, those things, maybe there are things that have succeeded over you, and they've removed you from the place of prayer. Oh, you want to pray with God? Those things, take them away from me. Restore me back to the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Maybe you are the type before when you kneel, you enjoy that corner. You enjoy that corner of the bed. You enjoy that pillow. Oh, that corner where you corner yourself and pray in the heat, in the cold, in the dead of the night. You enjoy it, but you are not enjoying it anymore. Oh, Lord, that desire to pray as I go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Oh, fill my heart with that desire. In the name of Jesus, brethren, any position or posture you want to take, if you want to kneel down, kneel down. If you want to stand up, stand up. If you want to lie down, lie down. If you want to shout, shout. If you want to pray silently, pray silently. But make sure you are praying. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Tonight is a night of prayer, the unfailing power of the weapon of prayer. Prayer is a weapon, and that weapon we are going to use tonight, targeting all the challenges, targeting all the problems, targeting everything that is contrary to our well-being. Pray, Lord, fill me with the spirit of prayer. 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 We've been told tonight our prayer must align with the will of God. Pray, Lord, as I pray tonight, let my prayer align with your will. Give me that grace to pray, prayer that aligns with your will. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We want to pray. We want to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us, like we've read tonight, hitherto ask ye, have ye asked me nothing. Ask that your joy and that ask and ye shall receive, that you may receive, and your joy shall be full. Brethren, maybe you have been asking in the past. You ask, and you say, I have prayed, but your joy, you have not received that fullness of joy. That is the realm we are going tonight. You have not attained or get to that level of fullness of joy. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, increase my prayer temple. Increase my prayer temple. Increase my prayer temple. Brethren, there are prayers and there is prayer. Pray, oh God, tonight, increase my prayer temple in the mighty name of Jesus. That power to pray, that spirit of prayer, that strength to pray. Oh, give unto me tonight in the name of Jesus, that my joy may be full, that my testimony may come, that Lord I may receive in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Talk to the Lord, oh God. Take me, oh God, to that point, that position, oh Lord, of fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray that the Lord will increase your faith. That the Lord will increase your faith. We're told about confident prayer. And confident prayer is that prayer that aligns with the will of God, with God's will, that you are not praying outside the purpose and the will of God. You want to pray and say, Lord, as I pray tonight, cause my prayer to align with your will. Help me to pray in line with your will. Where I have prayed in the past and my prayers have not been in line with your will. Oh, Lord, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord that the Lord will give you the grace henceforth to pray in line with His will. To pray in line with His will. To pray in line with His will. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord. We're told about Daniel tonight, and specifically, the story, the account is really touchy. The Bible tells us Daniel prayed, and instantly the answer came. But there was a gap between when the prayer was answered and when Daniel actually received that fullness of joy because of resistance, forces that were fighting against the answer to the prayer of Daniel. Brethren, you want to pray tonight. There are forces that fight answers to our prayers. And one of them is sin. Like we read, like we're told about the Lord's Prayer. He said, forgive us our sins as we also forgive those that are indebted to us. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord. When we pray, the Lord answers. But sometimes because of forces, because of powers, because of resistance, there is a break of the flow of the answer, and we are not getting it. We want to present ourselves before the Lord. Any resistance to the reception of answers to our prayers, be it sin, be it unrighteousness, be it unforgiving spirit, oh God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, pray and present yourself before the Lord. Talk to the Lord. You know, in the Lord's Prayer that our pastor read to us, you know, the word of God says, forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our debt, as we also forgive those that are indebted to us. Oh, pray and present yourself before the Lord. That debt, the debt of sin, hanging on our necks, that is entering answers to our prayers, that is breaking the flow of prayer, that is not making prayer to be complete, that is not making prayers, you know, to receive its reward. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Every sin, every unrighteousness, every deception, every uncleanness, every impurity, everything that constitutes resistance, resistance to testimony, resistance to the reception of answer to prayers, resistance, let's pray. Oh, Lord, let your blood, let the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary take away every resistance, remove every sin, remove every unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, the second part of that prayer that our pastor read to us says that as we also forgive those that are indebted to us. Brethren, have you forgiven all those? You know, I was touched by the way the passage was. The passage was like all those that are indebted to us. Have you forgiven all those that have trespassed against you? Have you forgiven all those that have done something contrary to you? Have you forgiven all those, you know, that have offended you? Have you forgiven them from the heart? Brother, sister, you must do that. You must do that. Otherwise, the Lord's Prayer will not be complete. Otherwise, your prayer will not be complete. Otherwise, there will be a break in the flow of prayer. Pray and present yourself before the Lord. Every resistance, the answer is coming. Something is hindering it. Something is barring it. Something is not making it to reach you. Oh, the Lord answered the prayers, but the testimony did not get to you. The Lord answered the prayer, but the testimony did not reach you. The Lord answered the prayers, but you did not receive testimony. The Lord answered the prayers, but the fullness of joy did not get to you. Oh, the Lord answered the prayers, but the enemy has the power to resist, you know, the answer to that prayer because of sin. Pray and say, oh God, I forgive those that are indebted to me. I forgive those that have offended me. I forgive those that have locked up in my heart. I forgive those that have sinned against me. I forgive those that have slandered me. I forgive those that have bottled in my heart. I forgive those that have done anything to me. And I have not forgiven them. Oh, I forgive them all. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Any sin in my life, brother, sister, pray and say, Lord, search me, examine me, brethren. We are not going to leave any stone unturned tonight. We are praying fervent, prevailing prayer. We want to make sure we don't leave any stone unturned. As a believer, tell the Lord and say, oh God, examine my heart. Examine me, any sin in my life, any unrighteousness in my life that is not making my answer to come, that is making me to pray, pray, and I'm not getting answer, that is making me to pray, pray, and I'm not receiving anything, that's making me to pray, and I'm not getting fullness of joy, that's making me to pray, and I'm not getting my testimony. It's making me to pray, my joy is like it's coming, but I'm not, it's not getting to me. Oh, I'm experiencing this constant, constant resistance at the edge of breakthrough. Almighty God, all those instances, all those barricades, all those things that are hindering my answer from coming, or any sin in my life, let your blood wash me, let your blood cleanse me, let your blood wash me, let your blood purify me, let your blood sanctify me. Wash every sin away, wash every sin away, wash every sin away, wash every sin away. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, take away every interest, take away every interest in Jesus Christ's name. We are praying, amen. We are going to pray. Daniel, wrote, and we learned that what the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. That's where we're going to start to pray. We'll call upon the name of the Lord. Every withstanding forces. Every withstanding powers standing on the path of answer to my prayer, use your authority now and say, in the name of Jesus, I break down every strongholds resisting the flow of answer to my prayer, resisting my testimony. Every prince of the power of the air, every prince of the power of the air, every forces of darkness, every power of the enemy that knows that my testimony will change my life, that knows that my testimony will change my destiny, that knows that my testimony will change my story, that knows my testimony will touch other people's life, and because of that is constituting resistance. Oh God, I pray tonight, all those resistance, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I command it to break. 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 Let the power in the name of Jesus break through every resistance. Let my answer come in the name of Jesus. Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord, pray now. Call upon the name of the Lord. Our prayer must not just be ambulance prayer that we are praying when things has already happened. Pray and say, oh God, every resistance, every hindrance, take them off now tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Don't forget. We're told about different kinds of prayer, ambulance prayers that you only pray when there's emergency. Police prayer, you only pray when forced to pray. Fire brigade prayer, you know that. Soldier prayer, we are going to pray. All attitude of prayerlessness in my life. Oh, take away the spirit of prayerlessness from me. Oh, fill me with the spirit of prayer. Fill me with the spirit of prayer supplication. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, fill me with the spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer supplication. In the name of Jesus, I need the spirit of prayer. I need the power to pray. I need the spirit of prayer. Brethren, all the account read to us tonight, you want to talk of Jacob, you want to talk of Daniel, you want to talk of Hezekiah. Look at all these people. Prayer changed their destiny. Prayer changed their story. Prayer changed the story of people that are connected to them because they pray. Pray and say, oh God, every spirit of prayerlessness in my life, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of prayerlessness, I rebuke you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every force of prayerlessness, I bind you and I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. We are told about persistent prayer for persistent problem. And specifically, we're told about that woman, that widow woman. And we could learn that if you are helpless or afflicted, the thing you need to do is to pray and want to present ourselves before the Lord As we connect to the testimony of this woman, she was helpless, she was afflicted, she was asking the unjust judge, avenge me of my adversary. Which means some people were tormenting her life. Some people were making life unbearable for her. Some people were not making life easy for her. This woman did not give up. This woman kept coming. This woman kept coming. This woman kept coming. She prayed persistently and her answer came. We are going to pray. And this time we are praying corporately and we are praying for ourselves individually. Anybody afflicted in our midst, anybody in helpless situation in our midst, those who are afflicted, those who are helpless, those, you know, the woman does not have a husband. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Everyone that is helpless, everyone that is afflicted in our midst, spiritual affliction, career affliction, family affliction, brain affliction, body affliction, spirit affliction, soul affliction. Affliction on the children, affliction on our career, we are going to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, anybody afflicted, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. If you know a brother, if you know a sister that is afflicted, pray for that brother, pray for that sister. You brother that is afflicted, be healed, be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus, you brother that is afflicted, you sister that is afflicted, that child that is afflicted, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus, be set free in the name of Jesus. That woman that is helpless, that man that is helpless, the situation is an helpless situation. You cannot help yourself. There's no support, no assistance. Oh God, as we plant about this story of this woman that was helpless, of this woman that was afflicted, of this woman that was a widow. Oh God, we pray. Help all our helpless brother, help our helpless sister, help our afflicted brothers and sisters, all our afflicted children. Oh God, be delivered, be set free. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're told in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Our pastor read to us, are you afflicted? Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. We are going to pray. We are taking to call upon the name of the Lord. Anybody afflicted in our midst, brothers afflicted, sisters afflicted, afflicted with sickness, afflicted with diseases, afflicted with any mental affliction, afflicted with any internal affliction, afflicted in any way, we are going to pray. Anybody afflicted, you spirit of affliction, we bind you, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. Let prayer call upon the name of the Lord. Now we destroy the spirit of affliction, we come against the spirit of affliction. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Every spirit of affliction, we come against you in the life of our men, in the life of our women, in our homes, in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Any spirit of affliction, we command you back, we command you back. Pack your Lord and go out of our homes, pack your Lord and go out of our families, pack your Lord and go out of the life of our children, pack your Lord and go out of the life of our youth, pack your Lord and go out of the life of our pastors and leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A pastor read to us in the book of Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 and verse 5. We're told, Herod the king, he began to vex the church. He began, you know, to imprison the leadership of the church. He began to confine them. He began to hinder them from fulfilling the purpose of God for their life. We are going to pray. Is anybody imprisoned? Is anybody vexed? One thing that is very significant about what our pastor read to us is about the corporate prayer, you know, of the church of God for those for those people that are afflicted and for the people that are in prison. And that's why we are praying. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. You brother that is afflicted, you sister that is afflicted, you boy afflicted, you girl afflicted, or in prison or confined, or vexed by the enemy, we command you to be free in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord that there'll be freedom in all our families, there'll be freedom in all our homes, there'll be freedom in our career, there'll be freedom in our brain, there'll be freedom in our head, there'll be freedom in our body, there'll be freedom in our soul, there'll be peace in us, in the name of Jesus. All the vexation of the enemy, all the vexation of the devil in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirit, that thing troubling your head, troubling your mind, troubling your heart, troubling your career, troubling your husband, troubling your family, making everything to go upside down, no peace, everything is so scattered. Oh God, we pray every vexation of the enemy in our careers, in our homes, in our families, in our careers, Lord, we decree satanic vexation. We command it to stop. We command it to cease in the name of Jesus. Let's pray all those imprisoned by the enemy, imprisoned by the devil, confined by the devil. Oh, great destinies that will go out and blossom, great destinies that will go out and fulfill the purpose of God. You know, when the church of God prayed, like we were told, as they prayed, you know, they received that boldness and they were able to go out and fulfill the purpose of God while they were sent. We are going to pray all satanic imprisonment in our midst, in our lives, imprisonment of our brain, imprisonment of our potential, imprisonment of our capacity, imprisonment of our spiritual gift, imprisonment of the grace of God, imprisonment in our homes and family, imprisonment of our health, imprisonment through sicknesses and disease, or tied down, incapacitated. Almighty God, we command freedom for your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom for your people, 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 in the name of Jesus. As the church will decree upon anybody afflicted, anybody vexed under the vexation of the enemy, we command you be free. We command you be free, be free, be free, be free, be free, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We're told about Hezekiah. You know, it changed the verdict of deaths. It changed prophecy. It changed hopeless future through the power of prayer. We are going to pray. Everything that is written, like we're told also about Daniel, that when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, it was a concluded situation, a concluded thing. But despite that, prayer turn things around. We are going to pray. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord. All those with the verdict of deaths in our midst, those whose death sentence has been written by the doctors, those whose fate has been signed by medical practitioners, those that the physician has already, you know, dictated and forecasted the date of their exit from this planet X. No, like Hezekiah prayed, your time is not up. Our pastor said, you shall not die. You will live to declare the goodness and the glory of the Lord. We are going to pray. As many with the verdict of death, as many with the signature of death, as many whose letter has been signed, as many whose death has been expected, as many that the doctor is checking, you know, his computer to see the date of this man, the date of that man, and they are checking your name, your social security number with the date that was assigned to you. We cancel that evil database in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, brethren, let's lift up prayer for our brethren. Lift up prayer. Anybody with the verdict of death, anybody whose case has been signed, anybody that the doctor has said that you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that one, your case is ended, you are not normal, you are not like other people, you cannot eat this one, you cannot eat that one, this one is not for you, that one is not for you, your case is different, you are okay, you can walk around, but you are not normal. You are okay, you can walk around, you are not like other people. You are okay, you can walk around, but you must remember that you have this peculiarity, this excellent. Oh God, but your authority in the name that is above every other name, we cancel that situation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray. Either it is resident permit or it is anything that has been signed and concluded, as many in that category, we are going to call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will change your story. 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 In the name of Jesus, the Lord will change your story. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We were told about Peter and John, who went to the temple at the hour of prayer. And because the early church, it is filled with men and women who respect the hour and the time of prayers, they were act and happenings of the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit. We are going to pray. You pray for yourself. I pray for myself. We pray for ourselves as a church. Oh God, release upon your church that spirit of prayer and supplication. Release upon your church that spirit of prayer and supplication that our children will know how to pray. Our youth will know how to pray. Our women will know how to pray. Our men will know how to pray. They will catch the fire. They will catch the spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, make us a church that prays. Oh God, make us individuals that pray. Make us, oh God, prayerful men and women in our closet. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, fill me with the power of prayer. Oh, fill me with the spirit of prayer. We're told that, men to go everywhere should pray everywhere. And we're told we should pray without ceasing. Let's pray, oh God, fill us with that spirit and the power of prayer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Finally, before we conclude, we're told about the profound power of prevailing prayer. Prayer frustrates evil and dragons. As in the case of Daniel, prayer changes evil cause and names. As in the case of Jacob, through prayer, Christ prevailed over death and graves. Oh, Christ prevailed over the power of death and grave. Christ prevailed over the power of death and grave. We are going to pray again. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord. Any irredeemable situation in the life of our brothers, in the life of our sisters, in our churches, in our homes, in our families, irredeemable situation, dead situation, grave situation, buried situation, concluded situation. Oh, may have they said your wife cannot come back to you, or your husband cannot come back to you? All those dead situation, all those grave cemented situation, we are going to command the power that resurrect Jesus through the power of prayer. That power, we are going to decree and declare every death situation, every grave-like situation in my life. I command you, receive life, receive resurrection, receive life, receive resurrection. Receive life, receive resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you have concluded that your career cannot blossom, that you are going to be doing this work you are doing, that your certificate cannot make any sense. Oh, the Lord is telling you through the ministry of this evening that prayer, through prayer, Christ overcame the power of death and grave. You are going to overcome. You are going to overcome. Lord, we decree overcoming power upon our lives to turn every death and grave situation around in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Let's begin to worship the name of the Lord. Let's thank God because our God has answered our prayers. Don't forget, the prayer should not end. It should not end here. Continue to also pray in your closet. Take this message, to the Lord in prayer. The Lord will change your life. The Lord will change your story. The Lord will change our situation. Pray and begin to worship the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. Praise Him for this privilege, this opportunity to pray, to seek the face of heaven, to call upon God for grace. To bring freshness upon our lives through the medium of prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Lord, we thank you for the message, for the insight, for the motivation you have given to us this evening. That Lord, prayer can change anything and many things. Father, we pray that in our life, you will fill every one of us with the spirit of prayer. You will take away every resistance, obstacle, embargo to answers to prayers, embargoes to reception of the fullness of joy. Take them out in the mighty name of Jesus. All the prayers made tonight, may they receive testimony. Thank you because you have answered. In Jesus Christ's name. prayed. If you are there, could you unmute your mic and say, Amen.
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 Amen.